We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Wow. How about that? You never know with Woody, man. Woody, I think Woody's trying to make the old people feel a little bit better with the monkeys coming in today. How about that?
It's like Happy Wednesday, man. It's like it's starting a good mood.
Well, listen, for waiting on the football season to start, we got a lot of stuff going on this morning that we're going to jump on here from high school to the Deshaun Watson settling all of a sudden 20 of the 24 lawsuits, four left, finding out what the NFL is going to do along with the union. And by the way, any independent person that they use in this thing could get, it's going to be really interesting. And yes, I did look, the Miami Dolphins played Deshaun Watson and Cleveland Browns, which by the way, between Deshaun Watson, forget the legal issue. Deshaun Watson gets an 8-game suspension, and you've got Deshaun Watson. And the difference of Deshaun Watson, the football player now, and getting off his massage therapist that he tried to hump all of them and wanted him to touch him and all that stuff, or whatever you think, or just a good old deep massage.
Sure.
You want to go there.
Yeah.
But Deshaun Watson, the quarterback's really good, and we play him game 9. So I think it should be a 10-game suspension.
Yeah, at least. Right.
Probably won't go odd number, so let's just go 10,
right.
Damn it.
10's
let's
good.
Just go 10 right. And not have to worry about this Deshaun Watson. He continues to come out, says he has no regrets about any of his actions except for people around him have to deal with this stuff. But it's like, man.
Not at all, huh?
About it's just all like, look at man, no regrets about any of your actions. 66 massage therapy, and I realize he still doesn't get it. It's still not sinking in. Like, therapist, are there massage therapists that are, you can go see a therapist for a massage therapist?
I think he needs to be
you
the
have a
one.
Massage therapist. You have in your mind every massage therapist that you hire wants to have sex with you.
Right, right.
Or do something or, a little freaky with you.
Yeah, freaky is
one form of touch me or I touch myself or whatever.
I just can't believe he can't look at from the outside looking in and say, man, this is a weird story. Like what's going on with you is a weird story. He doesn't think that.
I always wonder the guys go, hey, man, you know, usually got a couple teammates. You know, one thing about playing football and maybe you have a job out there as you're just getting up this morning where everybody's brutally honest, whether you get served papers on a new woman. Like, I knew when that happened, it happened a couple of times in the middle of the day. We're coming out of meetings, and here's a guy in a suit. And I've said this before, and I'm not going to say the names, but I remember him like yesterday. And thank God it wasn't me for all the dysfunctional stuff I did. But and they go, hey, who's such and such? Is he here? He goes, yeah, that's me. Well, congratulations, you're a dad.
Oh, man.
Hands him the papers, bam,
in front of everybody.
Oh, so, and by the way, imagine. It's on. Like, oh, you're a daddy. You're a daddy. Bro, you're not just a daddy. That's 18 years. And guys, like, start giving it to you. Or we had another guy borrowed money from everybody. Always broke. And so one day, Glenn or Lyle Blackwood, of course, put on the board, said, Joe, he hit you. Oh, yeah, he hit me for 100. I mean, bam, 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 bam. So he went to the guys
they
knew would give
it,
you
huh?
money. Hey, man, I'll pay you back next check, which wasn't going to happen. But anyway, they put it, hey, why the guy's sitting in his locker, anybody else on the such and such Can I borrow some money? I'll pay you back on the next check. Hit list. It was like 20 names up there, you know, and the guy's embarrassed. Like, so nothing. I just wonder if the Cleveland Browns and Deshaun Watson, I mean, looks like a good guy. You never know what somebody's like, right? But I always wanted, like, Deshaun, man. Just aside from throwing and spending time together, got to ask you, man, like, 66 massage therapist in 17 months? Damn!
I don't understand. There's got to be a veteran on the team that's busting his chops.
I don't know. Like,
or is this just too serious of a matter?
I don't know.
Was there anything too serious that you couldn't go after in the locker room? Another guy?
No. We had a woman come to my house one night, and with five or six wives, they had one of those wives parties. It was a bitch session, though, and it was about cheating. Mm. Us cheating.
Oh, okay.
And her husband had cheated, and she wanted the other wives to know that she wasn't the only one getting cheated on.
Oh, she let everyone
so
know.
So she Ooh, let it.
Wow.
And of course, it happens to be at my house, so I have nowhere to go as I come Oof. In, and I was on the accused list.
Ouch.
And I told them, get out of my house, all of you. And so we went to, you know, practice the next day, and we sat around. I go, hey, man, we're all going to have this little talk right now because we got a problem. Somebody trying to get their wife back decided to
let everyone know.
Let everybody, like Ooh. Thought by telling that now we're all in, we're now on double secret probation.
Ouch.
So, yeah, there's nothing, there was nothing sacred. Yeah. You know, we had a couple guys end up with other guys' girls, you know, and so we went through that for a little while of like, dude, please, man, there's 45 of us on this team. There's no other professional sports, and there is thousands of beautiful women that look just like the one you're fighting over. Mm. And you had to have those.
Right.
So, yeah, we.
And you had the two dudes that just hated each other, right? I forgot the two.
No, but we had a lot of guys didn't like each other. Listen, that just became funny because it was clean. They just honestly. Right.
Just hated each other.
Didn't like each other. One guy thought the other guy was a pig, and they fought every day, and it just became kind of a joke, and you broke them up, and then. But they were going to fight every day. Literally, I've never seen two guys the whole time. Well, it wasn't very long they were together. But the veteran linebacker moved on. But, yeah, truly to this day, we saw him again at the Don Shula Memorial. Same thing. So I still can't stand him. I just can't stand him. Like, we don't have that many years left, man. You got to let that hate go, man. Mm. Hate ain't great in that situation. But anyway, hey, we got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning besides that. I knew it. Somehow I go from Deshaun Watson sticking to his story, and all I was thinking about last night was I wonder if any of those guys on that team, but hey, maybe today's game's a little bit different. But there were no secrets back then on pranks too, and it didn't matter who you were. You were out to get somebody, and if you did something or you're going through a divorce or somebody – repoed your car in front. We went through a few of those.
Right.
And your car's gone. And like, dude, right before practice, man, where's that nice car you had? Oh, bro, you didn't make your payment. Oh, man. You know, all that stuff.
And also in comparison, you never had something as crazy as this.
Never.
This is about as crazy as it gets.
This is.
It's one thing to get the papers coming in or something.
This is an awkward one.
This is weird.
I'm guessing a lot of wives and girlfriends when those guys go home are probably talking about. So, anyway, we got a big show. Don Strock's going to join us here this morning early on. We'll talk to Stroker a little bit about pressure. And speaking of pressure, Greg Cody of the Miami Herald has an article. Everybody weighs in on the hot word went from culture to pressure. I've never seen, you know, we're doing the culture thing with the Heat. Now it's spread everybody. Oh, our culture's really good. So now the big word is pressure. I think culture to pressure. Tyreek Hill lately, what he said about Tua and Tua's pressure and who's got the most pressure in football, Tua Tagovailoa, who's got pressure on the Dolphins, Tua. And so, you know, Greg Cody got a little different take on the whole pressure thing, and he's right. Listen, I always say this, and I've tried to stay consistent with this throughout shows. The GM – the head coach and the quarterback are going to be the top of the list for me for pressure, followed by number one picks and highest paid players.
Yep. Sounds about right.
I don't know if you want to add anything else, but
no, because you're talking about the guys getting paid the most. You're getting the guys that have gotten first round picks that so far we haven't gotten a lot out of the one class of first round picks, but it all goes back
with those
two things to the general manager.
And so it's all tied together. The head coach is committed 100% and all in on a quarterback. So, yeah, and by the way, everybody's got a little bit. If you're starting in the NFL, I mean, you can go. I can ask you, hey, last year, guy had a good year, bad year. You go, oh, yeah. And the first thing you look at is where he was drafted, how much he's making, and how did he play to it. We did this with P.J. Tucker. All P.J. Tucker is one of our better players. His numbers weren't, but considering what he made, what he was asked to do on this team, hitting threes, his physical play defensively, he was a plus player. And you can do that going down the line in every sport if you're a sports fan. And then, listen, the good news is for first-round picks and the Tyreek Hills, it just got paid enough money, and X-Man got a new deal. They're set for life. That's the good news. God bless them. Their money, no matter who you fight with, no matter how you play, the money's guaranteed, and you're in really good shape. The bad news is, if you don't play well, when we're expecting you to be the two best players on the team.
You're going to hear it.
So if you're breaking down the players and you're asking, you know, X-Man and Tyreek Hill, and they know it. Hey, man, they get it. That they played well. They want to keep playing well because they want to keep making their money. And so it's an interesting one on the pressure thing. And everybody, it's like it's an easy article, culture and pressure, just an easy article to write. And everybody's got a little different take, and nobody's really wrong.
Right.
Nobody's wrong.
It's true.
I mean, they're like, well, the receivers have to catch the ball for Tua Tagovailoa. Yeah, but I'm not really worried. Are you really worried about Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill?
No, they're at the bottom of the pressure list for me.
90-something
right.
percent of the passes thrown to them. I mean, they're going to drop some because they're going to have a lot of targets, but I don't know. Right off the top, I can't remember those guys, and I'm sure they did, but all you see is the highlights of the great plays those guys made, so you're not worried about that. We've got a bunch of other stuff, this PGA stuff we're going to get into. Yesterday, the PGA Tour, it was kind of a two-out save in the ninth inning with the commissioner of the PGA meeting before their next golf tournament that's coming up, and comes out with this brand-new thing with a lot more money. Now, same thing with the NFL we always ask. Why didn't you do this before? Why wasn't this thought of 2 months ago? Why is it when you have your back to the wall and top 20 players are leaving? And so we'll talk to Jim McClain, who's going to talk with us later on in the show. Jim McClain, Hall of Fame teaching golf pro down here forever, now working with Sirius XM Golf PGA Tour. So we'll have all that stuff a little bit later on and get his take. He just worked the last golf tournament where all the junk's going on at the PGA the U.S. Open, excuse me, PGA Championship. So anyway, we've got a whole bunch of stuff that we're going to jump on this morning and get to. But the PGA, man, all of us, where did they find all this money? I just have one story here before we get to Don Strzok. So do you ever see what a PGA Tour, a normal purse for a normal event? Yeah, I don't know if you ever look.
Yeah, 20 million?
No, not even
15 million?
No. 7 or 8 million.
That's it?
For a normal event.
Wow.
Like the Honda
Classic.
Oh,
for a normal event. Okay, yeah. I got you. All right.
Okay. So they're going to jack these up now. Some of the purses will be at 20 million in at least 8 events next year. And they'll have 3 new global events. No cuts. Pretty smart.
Mm.
Limited field. I think it's going to be 60 players, a purse of $25 million, and that's going to start. So they matched up the thing, the no cut, and trying to keep the guys that they have. Because if they don't get anybody else to leave and they keep all those good young players, and Tiger doesn't get like crazy on us, I think the PGA Tour is still in good shape. But they talked yesterday, some PGA players said, listen, we got some guys struggling on this tour. Everybody thinks everybody's making a lot of money. We got some guys at the bottom that are barely keeping their card, that are in or out, that miss 5 or 6 cuts, and all of a sudden, with no sponsorship or very little sponsorship, ain't making any money, better known as struggling golfers.
Hmm.
I've always liked the cut thing. I always thought the cut thing was like, that's pretty cool. Like, you don't play well
you're out.
The first 2 days, you don't make the cut. you're out. That was one thing I always liked and felt that was really cool about that sport. And Tiger talks about having the longest amount of events with making the cut in the history of the tour. And he always says that first. That's the one thing he's proud of. Always made it, even on off weeks where he's injured, sick. He always made sure if he played, he's going to make that damn cut. Anyway, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff to get to. Don Strock's going to join us when we come back, so stay with us. We'll be back in a moment. Talk a little bit about pressure and Tua Tagovailoa right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, welcome back, and thanks to Don Strock, the Stroker, for spending some time with us. Talk a little bit about the quarterback position and Tua Tagovailoa. Speaking of that, we got a bunch of stuff we haven't been able to get to. If you're just joining us, want to say good morning and thank you for being with us. As yesterday, many believe the top recruit in South Florida from American Heritage Plantation, Brandon Ennis, committed to Ohio State. Joined Mark Fletcher. Big, strong running back and a good-looking player himself. Also one of the top recruits in the state. 6'1", 225-pound, has been committed for a while to Ohio State. So off to a great start. And the reason I bring it up is besides we're all watching the top recruits, and this is a great receiver class now. There may damn well be some guys that there's six other guys in Dayton Brower that are really, really good. I mean, this is – a great year, this class, recruiting class coming up for the wide receiver position. We got some track speed guys fast. We got some big bodies. We got some smaller. But we got a bunch of legit four-star guys that are out there that are really, really good. But reason I bring it up, there's a guy that has turned into almost $1 million assistant coach because of his value. Brian Hartline, right, former wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins, has there are going to be some articles. You can look it up on what he's done as a receiver coach at Ohio State. He's already been named assistant coach of the year a couple years ago. So what he has done, by the way, that's not even his top wide receiver. Carnell Tate, wide receiver from IMG, already committed to him. So they're sitting there with a pair of five-star and counting, and everybody is praising what Brian Hartline has done. A couple guys in the first round last year. Going to be another guy that's going to be a top pick this year. The guy, if you saw the Ohio State-Utah bowl game, you probably know what I'm talking about. Yeah, that guy had to come back to school. He wasn't eligible for the draft. So they've got a really good group of wide receivers that Brian Hartline. And you know the ironic part of this whole thing, Brian Hartline was down here at an event and was a new coaching staff. And he had said, hey, man, I'd really like – I think it was Adam Gase. I think it was when Adam took over. And listen, we've gone through so many coaches. It might be before Adam. But he really – he goes, hey, man, I really want to coach NFL receivers. And if you remember, Brian Hartline had some really good seasons, taken in, I believe, as a fourth-round pick. But Brian Hartline out of Ohio State, of course. Had a couple real 1,000-yard seasons and was tough, obviously. But he was a route-running mofo that you see in the flavor of the way these Ohio State players play. So anyway, he is back, and not in the NFL, but coaching for Ohio State. And one other note on Ohio State that's amazing. We've been talking about this NIL thing and John Ruiz. Listen, man, I don't want to hear anything. Whether you like John Ruiz and the way he handles his business, putting it all out there and throwing it in everybody's face, I don't want to hear about it, because the big boys are going to stay the big boys for a reason. Ohio State has inked 1,000 NIL deals, and they have put it out on the market. And anybody thinks those are all $5,000 specials?
No.
Nah, they got some guys making some money on that team. And I want to say this because I always love this, and I always like to hear when you're getting up there and you're at A&M or Alabama or all the top schools that have big alumni bases that bring in tons of money every year because of their great football programs that they put together. These guys, well, you know, we're still learning about it, but we believe we're doing it the right way, but we're still learning about it. When I hear that, that tells me you're still offering high school recruits that haven't signed yet. They know what they're getting when they get there. Like, anybody can say they're not. Not my coach, Joe. Not my coach in my school. Listen, man, stop it. You're being naive. Your son drinks when he goes out. Stop it. Your son's not the only one that wasn't drinking. No, he does too.
But all these big schools have these big collectives. It's just that Ohio State now coming out and just puffing their chest out.
Well,
look how many deals we got. Everyone's got at least one. Like they're puffing their chest, but it's not an individual coming out with the money like Ruiz does. Is that the difference?
Well, they're all being careful. Like once somebody's there, you can sign, and so the alumni now and booster clubs, whichever one you want to call, or just a fan. If you're in a city like here, we got people who are just fan of UM that have nothing to do with the school, don't even know where the school is. They know it's in Coral Gables, don't know exactly where it is. And I get it, man, because I always love when we get this with UM fans. It doesn't matter what you think. You never went to school there. Like, hey, bro, we grew up down here. And this has been our big school for a lot of people down here that have lived here. And so I don't want to hear you had to go to school there to be a fan or have an opinion. That ain't working, man. That's just not working. But these big schools, I wish Miami could do it that way. I wish Ruiz was getting together with all the other alums and they're just putting their money together and doing it a little different way. But anybody thinks that the schools aren't involved with the people that are giving the money and they're using outside sources to generate money too? Of course they are. You don't think the schools are telling them who they want to get money? You think they're that knowledgeable outsiders on, hey, this guy's really good. And look at the system works like it does or should. And you're hoping it will. The way it works in society, the better you are at your job, the more money you make. And so that's what's going on. But, yeah, I just like, man, I got to tell you, the NCAA, and I'm not defending John Ruiz. I'm not sold 100% on his style of throwing anybody's face. You know, about what you're doing, but I will defend him on this. There's nobody out there, no matter how quiet you're doing it behind the scenes, that is going to tell me that you are any cleaner than the University of Miami. Nobody's going to sell me on that. And I'm still reading Ruiz this and Ruiz is that, and he's going to get us in trouble. And I'm like, well, if he's getting in trouble, then – there's a whole bunch of people in Power 5 going down, too.
Yep, absolutely.
There's going to be a whole bunch of people that need. Then we need to start doing the rat system, and we'll start ratting each other out. A&M and Alabama going back and forth, and throw Georgia.
Right.
And we'll do that whole thing. Because if you don't think, and I am so glad Lane Kiffin came out and said it, if you don't think these high school guys, before they sign, know or commit, know what they're getting when they get to school. If you don't think the person recruiting them is saying, hey, when you get there, we're going to take care of you. We got some deals all set up for you, such and such. Come on, man. I mean, stop the innocence. Of course this is going on. This is big professional football business. Of course it's going on.
Does the NCAA not think that this is going on?
They can't be that stupid. No.
I mean, I'm just guessing at this point.
I just don't. Here's what I'm afraid of. I don't want them to make an example and try to get people to cut back and decide we're going to make UM our bitch. I just don't want that to happen. I don't want them to slap us and going, Alabama, Ohio State, see this? No. I want to see you go after the big guys. I want to see the death threats behind going after Nick Saban and some of the big programs and see what that's like for you. That's what I want to see. Anyway, we have a lot of other stuff. I got one more other high school news. The transfer portal in Dayton Broward. High school transfer portal. It was a joke. We don't, it's not really called a transfer portal.
Should be.
Since December till now, until now, the number is 177
wow.
transfers. Wow. We're going to go over 200 by the end of summer. By the end of summer, there's still high school players out there in 7-on-7 that have saw a buddy leave or just not happy and haven't been sold, talking to mom and dad, and mom, dad, aunt, uncle, grandma, grandpa. And they're going, hey, you know what? You be better at. And they want you. You should go to. So.
Wow, that is, it's an incredible number.
177 transfers.
And no one sees this as
by
a
the
problem,
way,
huh?
Some good players. Good play. Well, I think we're numb to it because we've been going over 200 a lot of years. And
wow.
Told the superintendent of school he's blown away a couple years ago at a football game. I said, Larry, come here. Tell the superintendent of schools, he's out there at a Trask Pow game, and it was like 2:30 or 2:40. And he goes, what? So he called his assistant over. He goes, you heard that number of what's going on? I go, yeah. I know you like high school football. Apparently you didn't know that part of high school football.
Geez.
We got the 7 o'clock hour coming up here, man. We've got a battle, and it's a battle you weren't expecting in golf as the PGA Tour stepped up their game yesterday a little bit, trying to slow down the Saudi LIV Tour. We'll get into some of that stuff coming up in just a moment. But first, as we roll into our day, I want to take some time and tell you all about your South Florida Chevy dealer. Man, if you haven't seen it, you got to get out because our SUV family, right before the big vacation coming up, we got some great products that we know you're going to like. And by the way, why rent it? And going to a rental place when you can just buy one right now. Tahoes and Suburbans. I got a brand new look in 2021 and 22 and more space. We've added more space to our big, beautiful SUV family so that we're going to make that family vacation coming up. You've already decided whether you're going down to the Keys or going to the West Coast or heading to the mountains or Orlando. Listen, man, no better way to travel than with your South Florida Chevy dealers SUV family, like a midsize SUV. That Traverse has so much space, I was starting to question if it's midsize. And then our smaller SUVs like the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and the Equinox, unbelievable look, plenty of style and substance for you to really, really enjoy driving. Then Silverado trucks, strong, durable trucks, made for everybody, man, no matter what your lifestyle is. Whether you need a working truck 7 days a week or you still need the family truck to get around with the kids, we got it for you, man. New and used and ready to go for you. Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.